On this day, 1st April 1921, Nurse gets 10 years. Miss Linda Kearns, Sligo, has been sentenced to 10 years penal servitude after trial by court-martial in Belfast. Miss Kearns, who was a nurse, lived near Sligo with her father. On November 30th, she was arrested in Sligo when driving a motor car containing arms. She was tried by court-martial in Belfast in March, and since then has been imprisoned in Armagh Jail. The following sentences by Field General Court-Martial in Derry are announced. James Leonard Belcoo, County Fermanagh, received 2 years hard labour. Accused, who declined to recognise the court, was charged with having seditious literature. William John Armstrong, Donaghmore, County Tyrone, charged with having firearms and ammunition, was sentenced to 5 years penal servitude. The evidence against him was that, during a raid by the Special Constabulary on 10th January, a rifle and cartridges, 15 of which were flat-nosed, were found at the accused's premises. At his trial, he declined to recognise the court, declaring that, as a soldier of the Irish Republic, he claimed the right to hold firearms until ordered to hand them over by the government of his country, which he considered was Doyle Éireann. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note, educated in Belgium, Linda Kearns, 1888 to 1951, joined Cumann na Ban and operated a Red Cross field hospital during the 1916 Rising. Like most of her organisation, she took the Republican side in the Civil War and was imprisoned by the Free State, later joining Fianna Fáil. Irish news reporter appointed to Westminster Post. Mr. Thomas H. O'Donoghue, chief reporter of the Irish News, has been presented with gifts by his colleagues on the occasion of his departure to take up an important position on the official debate staff of the House of Commons. The ceremony took place in the boardroom, and amongst those present were Mr. T. McCarthy, editor, Mr. P. J. McGoran, Mr. W. J. Flanagan, B.A., Mr. P. J. Kelly, R. Hayes, W. Duggan, W. Smith, and Mr. T. White, manager. Mr. McCarthy spoke of the sense of loss which would be occasioned by Mr. O'Donoghue's departure from our midst. His talents as a journalist were recognised and appreciated all over Ireland, and, in his opinion, there was not in the country a better reporter. The editor concluded by presenting Mr. O'Donoghue with a silver-mounted wallet of Treasury notes. Later, at the National Club, Mr. Joseph Devlin, MP, paid tribute to Mr. O'Donoghue's high intellectual qualities and keen journalistic instinct. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note, despite the rise of Sinn Féin, the Irish News, controlled from 1905 by Joe Devlin and edited by his ally, County Cork-born Tim McCarthy, continued to advocate home rule and oppose abstentionism.